WHDD presents Susan Says.
I wish I could say Happy New Year, of course. It couldn't be unhappier than last year. But last week was the anniversary of treason, sedition. Yeah, I'm calling it like it was. And as for the next year, well, I don't see a lot of happiness. COVID is still with us, highly contagious, though maybe not a killer. Unless you're dumb enough not to have had the vaccine, then well, thought and no prayer, womp womp, etc., as you say. A strangely large number of evangelical preachers who were virulently anti-vaccine are now in the afterlife. I'm not saying where, but hey, they picked their end. As for the January 6th sedition treason, yes, it was not an innocent insurrection, which is a contradiction in words at least. And though too many morons still believe the election was rigged, no, it wasn't. Joe Biden is our president. Honest. Piece of you-know-what is not. He is a stupid, angry, fat, orange cancer in America, and we are praying for the cure. Hello, Department of Justice? Anyone? Anyone? Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, gave a mass speech indicating it's not over till it's over, but hey, hurry up. If you don't punish those responsible at a high level, their stupid minions will do it again. Yes, history repeats itself. Look it up. Atlantic Magazine article says, we are doomed. Our democracy barely alive. The voting rights of minorities are being stolen locally. And the next big election might be the last. Pay attention. Fascism is here, folks. Not close, not near. Here. And they have the guns. Dems are too polite to call it like it is. Steve Bannon is not in jail. He's on the air calling for war. Do you understand he means it? And yes, as I said, they have the guns. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Fight back. Make sure you vote. Use your voice and anything else you want to. Go on. The Repugs have no guts, no patriotism. At this point, we have a one-party country and it's not functioning that well. And Joe Manchin, don't get me started. Crook, money grubber. Oh, well, I'm going back to bed.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.